And the government is giving a border exemption to 2,000 seasonal workers. It's come as a relief for the horticulture and wine industries. Experienced workers will begin arriving from the Pacific in January and will spend 2 weeks in isolation before starting the harvest. And while it's good news for most, it might not take the pressure off for all, with some fruit heading into peak season ahead of the influx. Charlotte Cook reports.
After months of angst, the horticulture and wine sector will get some of the seasonal workers they're desperate for. But they come at a cost. Employers must first pay for managed isolation. That's almost $5,000 a person. And pay at least $22.10 an hour, the living wage. But despite the increased costs, relief is the first thought for the $6.5 billion industry. Wine Marlborough's general manager, Marcus Pickens, is grateful the government has listened to their pleas for these vital workers to be allowed in. He says 2,000 is not enough, but it's a really good start.
We require about 3,000 RSC workers in winter in Blenheim, which is a small town. The workers make up a massive contribution to the economy and obviously our work, so it's a great start. I'm feeling quite confident that our biggest hurdle, which was winter pruning 2021, will be really, really looking a lot stronger.
He says the increased cost of the workers could cause problems, but growers know they have to absorb it. First Union's Dennis Marger says the wage hike is long overdue for the experienced and hard-working employees.
So basically, this is now, they're now treating RSC workers the same as essential workers when we are actually employing them from overseas. I think it's about time because for a long time we undervalued the contribution of RSC workers. It's a step in the right direction.
His concern is now for Kiwis and RSC workers forced to stay in New Zealand because of COVID border restrictions who won't get the same pay. And the news could be bittersweet for Central Otago. Its Mayor Tim Cadogan says it's really positive, but the January start date could hurt the region.
The immediate reaction of 2,000 RSC workers coming into the country was near ecstasy, but there's a few problems with what's being proposed, as I've seen it, that trouble me, particularly in terms of the timing.
That means the cherries might ripen before the workers can get here.
At the peak of the cherry harvest in Central Otago, we need about 5,000 people, and that can sort of kick in any time in January. So if this program's starting in January and then you've got to have 2 weeks isolation, it could be the right answer too late. We've just got to be very careful and keep working with government to make sure that the cavalry arrives in time, really.
In an attempt to make that kind of work more attractive to New Zealanders, the government is offering up to $200 a week in accommodation costs and bonuses for those who stay in the job for 6 weeks or more. Dennis Marger says that's the only way to entice Kiwis.
To attract the local workers, there must be some support to the transportation and accommodation. And I think a lot of feedback we are getting from those who are looking for work right now, especially those who've been made redundant, they will consider that if there will be some assistance about accommodation and transportation.
Tim Cadogan says hopefully it will be enough to attract locals.
I know from talking to people in the industry, sometimes getting people to stay the course is a problem. So the incentive payment to stay on and the assistance with accommodation, I think is really, really good.
There are still 6,000 RSE workers in the country who are trapped when COVID-19 hit. They can continue working or catch the return flight home when the new team lands. But the Immigration Minister, Chris Farfoy, says the horticulture and wine growing sectors will be paying the bill.
I do want to take my hat off to the sector. They are going to be wearing a lot of kind of COVID costs as a result of this, but they understand that they have to do that in order to get, you know, quite a large cohort of people into the country.
Horticulture New Zealand says the 2,000 RSE workers is a positive start, but says the spring and early summer crops have already missed out. It wants planning to start now for spring 2021 and harvest 2022. For Morning Report, Charlotte Cook.